Do you often find yourself just surviving motherhood? Do you find yourself placing your hope in the next season because this side of mundane motherhood is just too hard? We've all been there, and I'm here to tell you that there is more. And though this generation of mothers are embracing survival mode, I'm here to tell you that you don't belong there. You may be down, but you're not out. And like the righteous man who gets up again and again, we will keep getting up until we're rising from glory to glory in our motherhood. I'm Heather Lee, and this is the Revived Motherhood Podcast. So go grab your coffee. It's probably in the microwave if you're looking for it, and come join me. Hi friends, welcome to another episode of Revived Motherhood. I'm so glad you're here. Thanks for joining me. So today we are going to be talking about three ways we may be giving the enemy a foothold in our lives and in our legacy. And I'm so excited. I wanted to make it seven ways, but I am reminded of all the sweet messages that I get saying how you guys love the short and sweet messages and the short and sweet episodes because... yeah, I get it. Because sometimes long messages are a lot to take in. So I'm trying to respect y'all and keeping them short and sweet, at least for now. I also have a 6-month-old baby that will probably be awake any minute, and I might not have time for a 7 ways episode. So right now, there are 3 ways. And you'll have to forgive me, I'm just getting over a cold, so my voice might sound a little raspy. So we're just going to keep this short and sweet. Yeah. Anyway. So the first one is unforgiveness. So yeah, this is a sin that I feel like we unknowingly allow in our lives. And what it does is it actually not only puts us in cages, but it also prevents us from growth and produces more sin in our lives, like bitterness and the need for revenge. And the fruit of this is lifelessness and anger. And when we carry the weight of unforgiveness, you are passing it on to as a generational curse to those who come after you. So we need to be very intentional with unforgiveness, because I feel like we let this in unknowingly, and you know, we don't even realize it. And I've spoken to so many moms in these last few months about unforgiveness and forgiveness, with the response like, I cannot forgive my husband. I can't forgive my mom, my dad, my friend, because they have hurt me. They've broken me. They've broken my trust. And I can't just forget that. And so often we take unforgiveness and we put a pretty little name on it called boundaries. But there's a huge difference between unforgiveness and boundaries. Boundaries set you free, and unforgiveness keeps you in a cage. And we can and we need to forgive if we want to protect our legacy. If we want to protect our legacy, we have to live a life free of unforgiveness. Otherwise, when we don't forgive, we are taking that into the next generation. And let me tell you guys, if there is no sin too great for God to forgive, then you better believe that there better not be a sin that is too big for us to forgive. Because let me tell you what, Mark 11:25 through 26 is very clear that if you don't forgive those who have hurt you, how can the Father forgive us? It's something to think about, and it's very serious. And I know it can be hard for us to think like that, especially when we've been hurt in a very traumatic way. But we need to forgive. And forgiving does not mean forgetting. We need to heal. But we also need to set ourselves free from what was done from us. And by setting ourselves free, we first need to set them free as well. The second one is revisiting what left you broken. Maybe it was the affair, the day he left. Maybe it stems way back to your childhood trauma. There was a time in my life where God had to heal me from multiple father wounds. I remember sitting on the couch once just crying, and I heard a voice say to me, "When are you going to stop letting what was done to you have more impact over your life than what I did for you?" So often we are so busy focusing on who left us, who hurt us, and how they hurt us. And we can put our mind to work imagining the affair, imagining them going scot-free without consequences and leaving you broken, which is never the case. But when we put our mind to work over time, we always imagine it that way. When Jesus is saying, "Stop focusing on who broke you and watch me redeem you to something more beautiful than before." So, friend, if you're revisiting the past, if you're revisiting what and who and when you were broken and who left you broken, now is the time to give that to the Lord. Place it at the feet of Jesus right now because He wants to redeem you, friend. He wants to restore you. And when we're trying too hard to hold on to the brokenness, because for whatever reason, we just get a high off of it. We get a high off of the brokenness, and we can't seem to let it go. The Lord right now is saying, let it go, because He wants to do a new thing in you. And He can't do that new thing in you when you are trying to hold on to the old you, and when you're trying to hold on to what left you broken. He can't heal you until you first let go of the brokenness. He can't give you beauty until you first give Him your ashes, because He wants to make beautiful things out of those ashes. All right. And the last one, number three, is placing our hope in sand. So often we place hopes in our own ability, a situation, or an outcome. But what happens when we build our houses on sand? It sinks. But when our hope is built on the rock, when our hope is built in Jesus, our foundation becomes unshakable. It won't matter what the outcome is. When we fall short, we know He never will. When things don't turn out like we thought it would, we won't be shaken because our hope was never in the shakable things. I hope that encourages you today, friend. You know, maybe your life does not look like what you thought it would. Maybe you're going through a season where it's just waves upon waves and storms upon storms. Maybe it's so hard for your life to have balance because you feel like you just keep getting knocked down after wave after wave after wave, and you can't get back up because the waves are pulling you back down. Well, the Lord is telling you right now to put your hope in Him. Put your trust in Him. Stop building your houses on sand and rebuilding it on sand, knowing that there's going to be another wave. But when you place your hope in the rock, when you build your house on the rock, when you build the foundation of you and your family on the rock, the storm will come, but it will not knock your house down anymore. You'll no longer be unshakable because your house was built on the unshakable things. I hope that encouraged you, friend. I'm encouraged. So I hope you guys are having a wonderful day today, and a wonderful week, and I will see you next Tuesday.
Thanks so much for joining me today, friends. If you would love to connect with me on Instagram, I'd love to have you. You can go follow me at Revived Motherhood. We have a fun community over there, and you can find daily motherhood encouragement. I hope you guys are having a wonderful day. Don't forget to subscribe if you haven't, and share with your friends. And if you haven't yet, please leave a review. It would mean so much to me, and it would also help this podcast get in the hands of other moms who might need encouragement. I hope you guys are having a wonderful week. Love you guys. Bye.